Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. She's part of this. Are you calling yourselves a task force? I mean, what's the official name?
We are the crisis communications team, which is basically, and we've added some folks to this. It started out as a pretty small group, but, you know, as we've gone along, this has become bigger because you and I were both pretty much on the same page. We were, you know, a week and a half ago, it was kind of like, okay, everybody take a deep breath. Now this is very, very real.
There were five cases in Illinois on 3-5. That was 13 days ago.
Yeah. And now you look at what happened yesterday.
Yep.
So, but you know, we've reached out, and Candy Clevenger from Behavioral Health, our fire officials are all joining in. So, you know, it's, and we're not trying to be exclusive in this at all. We're just trying to make sure that we're all aware of what is happening in the community. And I've got to tell you, this group is working so well together. It's amazing. It's incredibly supportive.
There are a lot of people on all fronts who are stepping up and doing the right thing. There's also a lot of people that are out there with any number of level of ignorance that just refuse to sort of read anything, consume anything. They complain. You know, I saw in one of our posts yesterday, there should be a group that gets together and does a daily update on the post about the daily update.
Done.
Yes. So, you know, that we've got to sort of just ignore and push to the side. And I know you are all about transparency and talking to the people. Some people just don't want to listen. And I think we'll continue to try to educate them. But there's a whole lot of people out there that just want the basic information. What do we know about Macon County? We know as of yesterday, no one has tested positive yet. That doesn't mean that it's sending a message that it's safe to go do anything. It just means we don't have, as of yet, a positive test in Macon County.
And there are people, it's a small number, but a small number of people are being tested. But it is taking a ridiculously long time to get the test results back. So if someone, you know, needs to be hospitalized and they are suspected of having this virus, they are quarantined. So, I mean, it's, you know, the only people who go into that room are absolutely necessary people who go in. But, you know, that becomes, oh, they're hiding this from us. No, we're not. We don't have the test results. We're just taking extreme precautions to make sure that we contain it. So, you know, and let me assure you, our group is doing its level best. We will inform the public when we get a positive result. Now, there are a little couple of hiccups in here. If a private lab, you know, gets the test results because a physician has ordered it, it may take us a little bit longer, but it's supposed to be reported to the Illinois Department of Public Health, which will in turn make, we will be, know that it is going through our local health department, which is really a dynamic partner in this effort. So we will get the information to the public as quickly as we can. Brian, we know there are people out there, but we don't have enough tests. I will say that the hospitals are doing their best to segregate potential people from regular ER patients. The DMH is opening their respiratory clinic tomorrow. That's the plan at the Express Care East location off of 36. St. Mary's has a respiratory clinic that is in the Forsyth Medical Group that's right by Coley's Corner Drugs. It is open today. I'm sorry I don't have the hours right in front of me. But St. Mary's has a tent set up. DMH is segregating and corralling patients. Now, I want people to understand, this is not, you're not getting a coronavirus test when you show up. They're walking through a series of questions and doing a screening to say, okay, you know, are you a high potential for having this? And then medical personnel decide if you go to the next step on that. And, you know, the biggest step is getting that test. And don't just show up and expect to get a test. That's not going to happen.
There's a matrix, right, that is ever evolving about the parameters involved with getting a test at this point. The governor said this over and over yesterday. We don't have enough tests in Illinois. We've got a,
and he's very, very frustrated. I had a call with him yesterday. He spoke to mayors across the state. We did have one weekly conference call. Now it is two. It may go to more than that. But he's very frustrated that we cannot get more tests. He's frustrated that we don't have as much of the reagent we need to run the test. When we get the test, there's a huge backlog at the state labs trying to get the test results, which is more frustrating. And, you know, so we're kind of, I don't want to say we're in a holding pattern. We're doing everything we can on the local and state level to get people tested and segregated. But we've just got to, at this point, urge common sense. Stay away from other people if you can. We tried to cordon off at the city council meeting Monday. We taped off seats to at least give people some space as they came in to be a part of the council meeting and sit down. And one guy, well, I showed them. I ripped the tape off and sat next to my dad. Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's not helping anything.
No, it's not. I'm frustrated with this aspect of it because, you know, normally in the course of business, I would just ignore people like that because, you know, they're just a disruptor in their own universe. But now these disruptors are dangerous to other people, and you can't ignore it because the bad behavior is putting other people in jeopardy. And we know now with this nursing home in DuPage County yesterday, Mayor, you know, how fast this can work. There, you know, this one woman gets sick. There are now 22 positive tests in this one.
And four of them are
staff members. Yes.
So, and, you know, so we don't know what else is out there in our own facilities. You know, the long-term care facilities are, they've been in extreme measure since last week. You know, no visitors. Both hospitals have limited visitors to one. And we're trying to discourage people from coming. We're limiting, you know, entryways at both facilities. But I will tell you, DMH and St. Mary's are in lockstep on this. They are in this fight together.
And Crossing as well, right?
Crossing and SIU Medicine as well as Springfield Clinic. So it is the and of course, I don't want to leave out the health department. But, I mean, this is a group of very dedicated community leaders that, you know, they're going to do everything they can to protect the health of this community.
Absolutely. And I would point out that I know we talked about this yesterday with Tanya, but if you do not have a doctor, right, because that's what we're telling people is if the first thing you need to do, if you think you are symptomatic, is to call your doctor. If you don't have one, Crossing will take those calls.
Absolutely. And, you know, if all else fails, call the ER. Don't just show up, but call the ER at either hospital, and they will give you instructions as to what to do.
And then the hospitals you were seeing yesterday, they're going to postpone some elective procedures. I mean, the ripple impact of all of this is almost unimaginable.
Well, okay, there are elective procedures, and then there are elective procedures.
Well, okay,
you have to
yes.
walk through all of this because, like, a facelift is not exactly something that's, you know,
right.
Absolutely necessary right now. But for some patients, having that knee replacement, if they don't do it right now, it's going to make things much worse. So, you know, the physicians at both hospitals are really evaluating, okay, and prioritizing which cases happen. And that's important because we want to keep as many people out right now as we can.
Absolutely. And then beyond that, yeah, it's almost I don't know what it's going to do to jobs. I mean, I know yesterday there was a report out where they said, the jobless rate could hit 20%. I mean, God forbid. I hope that's not the case. The government seems to be doing or trying to do what it can. Small businesses out there are being hammered. We've done everything we can do to try to recommend how people can stay open as far as these restaurants are concerned, as far as serving food. And I know the city.
The ripple effect, you know, I had an email from a woman. I haven't even had a chance to get back with her yet, but, you know, she and her family member, they both work at the same restaurant. It's a chain restaurant, but, you know, they're in a panic. How are they going to pay their bills? Now, I will tell you, many companies are stepping up and saying, you know, we're not going to shut off your cable, you know, that sort of thing. And we're all taking a very serious look at where we are. And I can't recall if this was actually part of the mandate, but I don't believe that the major utility companies, I know they are working with the governor on not shutting people off right now. That doesn't give you a free license not to pay your bill if you can.
No, but you know, I think Ameren and I think yesterday the others had all weighed in on that. You know, companies like Xfinity, you know, have offered like free Wi-Fi hotspots,
right. You know,
so the people that are working at home. I mean, I think everyone or by and large, most people are trying to step up for the cause. We're going to do this thing where we recognize somebody every day, and we're recognizing today Dunn Company. You know, they're working with the chamber.
Yeah.
They're going to buy lunch from local restaurants for their employees on a regular basis and have it delivered. And I talked to Dan Nelson yesterday from Decatur Blues, working on some signage for like downtown for like parking spaces right in front of those businesses. So people are doing the right thing.
Yeah, I heard from Dunn Company right out of the box, as I heard from Bechtech as well, saying, you know, Matt Beck is like, we've got radios if you need radios. David Tyrolt at Dunn Company said, you know, if you need traffic, you know, whatever you need to change traffic around, you know, if you've got to have a drive-through or whatever, we've got it. So just let us know. So, you know, we've got great local companies that are trying to help their neighbors and employees and employers, as well as, you know, just facilitating, taking what they have. Okay, I've got this. How can it help? And, you know, we're going to be evaluating this as we move forward. We're in for a long haul, Brian.
This is, you know, I've heard people, you know, compare this to a marathon. I mean, I think this is the Ironman. I don't think it's even a marathon.
Yeah.
And the long term, we'll deal with the long term. And I do think that we have in this community a resilience, in this country for sure, but in this community, we know how to tackle adversity, and we will come together and do this. But it is going to be a bumpy ride. I would just ask all of the naysayers, you know, the people out there that just either A, think this whole thing is a hoax, or B, just want to armchair quarterback every decision. Your energy would be so much better served by doing something to help someone than standing around and complaining.
Yeah, check on an elderly neighbor. You know, some of our more compromised residents should not be the ones running to the grocery store because they need milk or medicine or whatever. If you've got a neighbor, I'm not saying go in and sit down, but, you know, call them. Knock on the door, stay on the front porch, but ask, can I go get something for you? I'm going to the store because, you know, I've got to get X, Y, or Z. You know, we don't want those folks out in public. You know, it scared me when I saw people Sunday at Kroger with, you know, their portable oxygen going to get their groceries. And I thought, oh, no. You know, and, you know, there are going to be mental health aspects of this too, Brian. You
yep.
know, we're basically isolating people who are generally, you know, not out in public that much. But, you know, their socialization is going to the downtown cafe for breakfast, and that's where they see their friend group.
Yeah, but you know what? I know that here's one thing younger people, you know, and we are turning in, this is a little bit of a generational warfare going on with this particular thing, but you can teach grandma how to get on Skype and see the grandkids.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
In fact, my mom's in a long-term facility, and she's hard of hearing, so I can't call her, but the facility was taking pictures with messages and, you know, texting them to family members yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
I know Dollar General is the only one I'm aware of now, but I'm sure there will be more.
Neiman Foods.
And Neiman Foods has opened, like, the first couple of hours or hour of their day to senior
elderly,
citizens.
Yeah.
You know, so we need more of that, clearly. And I would also suggest, I know there was some criticism about closing down the DNR and some of the state parks, but we do have a lot of green space in this community, Mayor, and people can safely go out and take a walk.
Yeah, my dog's actually getting walked instead of just getting on a chain, just, you know, to get me out of the house a little bit. But you're right. You can walk around and have burn off some energy, and, you know, that's healthy too. So we're doing everything about health right now.
All right, Mayor Wolf, keep us posted. It's not if, and I want to be very clear.
It is when. It is when.
What's that?
It is when, it's not if.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt. But all you can do is report the facts. We need more tests. The governor was very clear about that yesterday. We need to take care of our frontline people. We need to get people out of the ERs. I mean, there are so many things that we need to do on the front end of this, and I'm still not sure the message is getting out there, even as loud as everything has been. And people just need to understand that everyone is trying to keep everyone safe. But the business ramifications, I know the chamber's working. You know, we're having our own conversations internally here. I mean, there's going to be a huge financial impact to all of this.
Yeah, there is. And you know what, Brian? We'll fix that later. Right now, we've got to just stop the spread of this thing.
All right, Mayor Wolf, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, and good luck today as they continue to meet. And this crisis communications team, I love, somebody literally posted within the post about the team, they should get together a group that updates us daily.